Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfridaLoveShow.com, also known as the StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends, and my co-hosts, and all of you for tuning in to the AlfridaLoveShow.com. StellarGospelMusic.com. Thank you so much. And I thank all of the newcomers. We are preparing to send in music. We are preparing for great things. God is doing great things. And you have come on a great night because we are going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And then we're going to go ahead and go to the throne of God and take all of our needs and our wants and our storehouse and our visions and our dreams unto God. And so if you would turn in your Bibles to Psalm 136, and I'm going to read numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The morning stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy and righteous word. Let us, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you even started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. And we ask that you continue to bless those who are in the hospital, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about going in. We thank you for the great praise reports. And we thank you, Lord, for coming to see about us, Lord Jesus, as we deal with allergies and pain and neck pains and back pains and things of that nature. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the preached word and the ministry. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the lives that your word is able to touch. We ask that you continue to bless us to be beacons and light unto this dark and dismal world. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer, we ask that you crown our heads from the top to the bottom, with everything that come out of our mouth, be acceptable and pleasing in your sight and be of you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for what is and what is to come and what has been. And we ask that you continue to help us to walk in the will of what you would have us to do. And as we scribe, as we write, as we think about and meditate on the things that we are expecting and the things that you're going to do for us, we ask that we not be selfish, but that we give unto others as well. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the doors that are opening. We thank you for the opportunities. We thank you for the individuals we're able to work with. And we thank you for those who we're going to meet along the way. Now, Lord, we are relinquishing this prayer, but asking that we never be relinquished out of your sight. Then, Lord, we ask that you give us somewhere, anywhere in your kingdom. This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. I want you to get out your journals. I am on the cell phone on tonight, so you may hear some echoing, but that distracts you because God is working through echoes and he's working through some technological difficulties. That's the type of God we serve. Amen? Amen. once you get out your journals, my journal says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Philippians 4 and 8. That means don't waste your time thinking about foolishness. That means don't waste your time thinking about things that you can't change. Give it to God. We have to take everything to God in prayer. And speaking about taking everything to God in prayer, I want you to go ahead and write your wants on the left side. And I want you to write your needs on the right side. And I want you to make a cross, like a T chart. Make a T. Yeah, the cross. And I want you to put storehouse in quadrant 3. If you count from the left to the right, you have your wants in quadrant 1, you have your needs in quadrant 2, you have your store in quadrant 3, and you have your blessings in quadrant 4. Amen. Then don't get too excited, because you're going to make another line. You're going to have your prayer request in quadrant 5. And in quadrant 6, you're going to have family ties and your soul ties. Who do you want to connect with? Who do you want to connect with? And I want to explain this because I have a lot of individuals, artists, and a lot of individuals who have just joined me. Every Monday when we're on schedule, or at least once a week, but we have designated Monday, we go through this process. And this process is a scribing or written process in which we take everything to God. And there are many things that we are wanting and needing from God. And we don't focus on material things like, God, I want this car, I want this house, I want this and that. But we focus on things that we're going to need as we walk in the will of God, such as, for instance, a want could be, we want our family to continue to have healing and wisdom and safety and things of that nature. And then when we talk about our needs, we're really evaluating ourselves when we talk about our needs, because we look at our heart, our mind, our soul, and our hands. Then when we talk about the storehouse, God is going to bless us. We talk about the storehouse. And I'm going to tell you something about the storehouse. Because the favor is upon, and I'm not just saying this trying to get listeners, I'm saying it because it's true. The favor is upon those who listen to God. And God is in this place. God is on this ministry. He has his hand all in this. And whatever we ask God, God is going to provide. And sometimes when we ask God for things, God gives us the things that we ask for, and we realize and recognize maybe this particular thing is not what God really wants us to have. He wants us to have something better. So God allows us to experience what we ask for. And he says, but I have this over here. So you're going to have to make a decision of what you want. So be very careful about what you put in your storehouse, okay? Then we talk about the blessing. Now, I mean, I'm just amazed. I made one phone call, and we already had a ball rolling. And this is something that God had already wanted me to do. I made one phone call, just one, today. Gospel artists and artists, I'm submitting their music this weekend, you know. And so when God opens doors, then we must go through those doors. That's what the blessing part. Then prayer requests. We have different prayer requests. Don't just limit it to yourself or your family. There are people who you work with, people who you associate with. They have family members who are ill. They have family members who are in the hospital. They have family members who are on a sick bed. Yes, put your family, but also put their family as well. Then we talk about family ties and soul ties. It's very important at this particular time. It's very important. You know, love is very important. That's why I'm writing this book on relationships, because it's very important. We're not just talking about relationship as in marriage. We're talking about relationship with God. We're talking about relationship with businesses. We're talking about relationship and soul ties. You have to attract those things that you want in your life. Sometimes we attract things that we shouldn't attract in our lives when we deal with different circles of people. God says some people were brought into our lives to teach us a lesson, and some people are there for us to help, and some people are there to remain. And so you have to figure out on this particular segment or this particular quadrant, you have to figure out who is it that you would like to have in your circle. And we're not talking about a clique. Clique is totally different. God says you're on your way to your blessing. Who is going to be there for you? Who's going to help encourage you when you feel like giving up? Who is that cheerleader? Who is that person who will encourage you to keep on keeping on when you have those, when we have those dark and dismal days? Who is that person that's going to encourage you? And in this one, God says, do not bite the hand that feeds you. He says, do not bite. And sometimes we do that. We have people who help us and people who are helping us, and we bite their hand, and then we find out that nobody wants to help us because they feel like they're going to get bitten too. So family ties and soul ties are very important, and I really want you to think about this. But for those of you who are new, if you go to quadrant one where it says you want, make it small, draw a line to separate. I want you to put friends, then draw a line, and I want you to put your name, biological name. Then when we go to needs, I want you to put your heart, because this is, you're going to evaluate yourself, okay? I want you to put your mind and soul, and I want you to put your hand. When we talk about storehouse, I want to re-explain this. What things are you going to store in your storehouse, okay? We talk about blessings. Things are you, has God blessed you with? What things do you want to come in your life? Prayer requests, that's your family, your friends, and, of course, family and soul ties. Who do you want to be connected to? And I want you to put their name. Put their name and be realistic, you know. There are many different people that I would love to connect with, not for selfish purposes, but because I can learn a lot from them or they can learn a lot from me. And so we have to attract these things within our lives. We talk about, I believe in the law of attraction, but I also believe that God has a purpose for every time we meet a person. There's always something God wants us to learn. Every person that we meet, God wants us to learn something about that person and learn something from that person. So I really want you to take this very seriously. I may play some music. Right now my computer is kind of messing up a little bit, but I may play some music, and we're going to take about a 5-minute time, you know, a 5-minute increment in order to write about, you know, our needs and our wants and all that good stuff. We're going to play I'm Available to You. This is the instrumental. And I really want you to think about everything that we've spoken about. Commercial may come on, but that's totally fine. And the computer's been a little bit slow, but we can go ahead and get started until the computer decides that it wants to play the music that we ask it to play. Okay? All right, so you're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com where Jesus shines with love. Thank you so much for listening. And StellarGospelMusic.com where Jesus shines with love. Thank you. Amen, amen, amen. And there's going to be another song that comes on in just a minute. And I want you to really think about just God's goodness and God's mercy and how God has just opened up many doors for us. Amen. And so just make sure that in thinking about the goodness of God, think about where God has brought you from. Now, I told you on yesterday, which was, and I need to write this down, December the 4th, I said we were going to start really working towards the will of God and what God wants us to do. And I tell you what, it works. It works. But we have to take the initiative and we have to go after our dreams. And it's not really our dreams, but it's the will of God. It's those things that God has already promised us. But we have to reach out and we have to tap into those things, those resources. For those of you who are new, what I want, what I'm trying to get you guys to do is your family, friends, and yourself, those things should look alike. Because whatever you want for yourself, you should want that same success for your family and your friends. Because we're not in competition with the next person. We're in competition with ourselves because we're all racing trying to get to heaven. And so there's no competition. So when your friend or your family member succeeds, you're supposed to applaud. When they do something and God blesses them and elevates them, applaud. And that's what we're trying to get to. At first, when we was having these three with our family and our friends and ourselves, they didn't look anything alike. And it wasn't because we don't want others to be successful. It was because sometimes we become selfish. And that's what I'm trying to break us from. Whatever you want for yourself, you should want for your family and your friends. If you want joy, you should want your friends and your family to have joy. If you want understanding, you should want your family and your friends to have that understanding. Then we go to our needs. Our needs is more about ourselves. This is your time when you can say, Lord, I need to be cleansed. I want to have more love. I want to have more joy, forgiveness in my heart. I want my mind to be connected unto you. I want to think on good things. I want my hands to be of service, and I want my hands to be kind. You know, in the storehouse, Lord, I want to store wisdom and knowledge and understanding and ideas. My blessings, Lord, there's so many things that you have opened doors for. Then, of course, prayer requesting. Who do you want to be connected to? That's another thing that's very important. Because when God is moving you to a new dimension, you have to be really careful that you can remain focused. Because God is going to put some big things in our lap. And sometimes it just takes a matter of calling, or sometimes God just brings it to us. And so you have to be very selective of who you're going to take with you. And God keeps saying, don't bite the hand that's feeding you. If somebody's helping you, somebody's trying to do what they can to help you, you don't forget those type people, right? So with this particular activity, we are moving towards a more godly-based structure. It's not all about us. It's not about us advancing in front of everybody. We want to make sure that we are doing what God asks us to do, which is to encourage and uplift and help. If we have any small opportunity to encourage somebody, to help somebody, let's do it. Let's don't hate on each other. Somebody gets something, yay, I'm happy for you. That's the type of people we should be. And I told God, because God's going to bless me. I'm not being arrogant. I'm being real. What God has promised. And he said, when you get there, he says, I want you to bring up as many people as you can. And that's what I'm going to do. And one thing that I am going to say is that we have to remember that God says he brings us up there to the mountain, but he can also bring us down. That's why while we're up on the mountaintop, we must utilize it to help people come up as well. Amen? So, God is, I'm telling you, God is doing some great things, and God says you continue to be faithful. Continue to get on your ministry. Continue to help people. Continue to spread the word of God. And God comes through every time, y'all. And I'm not bragging. I'm being real. When I'm really, you know, when I really ask God for something, he comes through every single time. There has not been a time, seriously, from tests to just daily living. God has come through every single time. But why? I have a relationship with God. I've been walking with God for a long time, ever since I was probably a kid. And so I trust God, and God trusts me. And so that's the type of relationship we have to come into God with. We have to tell God, I'm available to you. I'm not perfect, but I'm able to be used by God. And that's the type of attitude you should have, because every day we have to renew ourselves, every single day. God is, he's bringing people out of dismal situations. He's giving people Lazarus experiences. He's opening doors for people. He's answering prayers that people have been praying for months and years. And all we have to say is, I'm available to you. That's it. Amen.
Whatever you want.
Amen, amen, and amen. That was Sister Melinda Watts. I'm available to you. Now, if you have not already done so, think about giving your life to Jesus. Giving your life to Jesus does not mean that you have to be perfect, because none of us are perfect. Let's face it, we're not perfect at all. But we serve a perfect God. And God understands and he knows about our daily living, and he is able to really help us. So therefore, I submit unto you, if you do not know God, all you have to say is, Lord, I'm available unto you. And God knows exactly what you're talking about. It doesn't have to be an eloquent speech. It doesn't have to be a long dissertation. You just say, Lord, I need you. And God knows exactly what you're talking about. Why? Because he's our Father. That's why. Amen. And yes, God is in heaven, but he's everywhere. Amen. So we have to understand and recognize that, okay? I want to appreciate each and every one of you for listening to our needs and wants. At this time, I have a couple of announcements, then I'm going to bid you good night. Bishop, to encourage your family and all of your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/FredaLove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or they can go to AfridaLoveShow.com, AfridaLoveShow.com, and click on Number One Love Radio. Or they can go to SullivanGospelMusic.com and click on Number One Love Radio. Actually, if you go to AfridaLoveShow.com, you can go to Love Radio Show, and you can either select StellarGospelMusic.com or AfridaLoveShow.com. Either one of those will take you right to the studio. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, actors, actresses, promoters, publish anyone with a positive message, please Facebook Afreda Love at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the AfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. Now listen, I have many different artists who have submitted their music and things of that nature, and actually this week will be the week that I'm going to submit all of this music. Because there are many different music companies that want to hear the music, and we have some opportunities there, and I want to be a part of that, and I want you to be a part of it as well. In addition to that, if you want to submit your MP3s, please do so to EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I will be sure to play it when I play my top 15 Billboard gospel artists. I will be sure to play that. If you're an R&B singer, I will also interview you as well. But I'm looking to interview gospel artists and, you know, authors, writers, actors, actresses. So please be sure to submit your information. If you were the nominee for the Stellar Gospel Music, please be sure to email me. I would love to interview you on the radio. And also, it's voting time. And so individuals need to understand and know who they're voting for, and they want to get to know you and things of that nature. So please be sure to email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. In addition to that, just make sure you continue to pray for all of your family members and your friends. When you pray for all of your family members and your friends, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayer of the righteous avails much. And also be sure to pray for yourself as well. For those of you who are new, I do want to introduce you to the website. If you go to AfritaLoveShow.com, and you're going to hear some music, but I'm going to turn it down just a little bit. AfritaLoveShow.com, you will see that here, this is the homepage, AfritaLoveShow.com. Guest call-in number is always 347-843-4981. Also, you can go to StellarGospelMusic.com. That is going to be actually our radio hub. This is an outlet for conversation with people all over the world, promoting music, and most of all, communicating about different events. I love to capture events, as you can see by these pictures. If you want to submit your music, just submit it to emonya_love@yahoo.com. For event planners, if you're looking for speakers, if you're looking for any individual, you need inquiries or you need articles, or you have articles that you want me to add in this electronic magazine, please be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you'd like to be on the show, please be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. There's Love's radio station. We're going to add some of the MP3s to this particular station, but if you click on AfritaLoveShow.com or StellarGospelMusic.com, then you will be right in the studio. If you go to the fashion industry, we're still working on this page, as we will get these ladies' websites up as soon as possible. For media outlets, these are different outlets that I'm going to display on the website. These are outlets that keep the AfritaLoveShow.com and StellarGospelMusic.com informed. ABC, Front Page Firm, of course, AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, Bounce TV, and RollingOut.com. New CDs and projects. We're going to update this page because we have new gospel artists. We have many new CDs and projects. If you have a gospel artist, or if you're a gospel artist and you have a new CD or project, please be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Some of the services that we provide is, of course, radio event planning. Also, we do fundraisers. We do a plethora of things. Just be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. We're getting ready to launch our nonprofit in 2017, God's will. I will give you a brief overview of the vision at a later time. Community news encompasses many things that's happening in the community. One thing we did have, and I want to thank each and every one of you, is Santa's Christmas Gift Store, which was 50 to 80% off. We do have another fundraiser coming up, and I will let you know about that momentarily. If you go to StellarGospelMusic.com, you will also be able to see our other website on StellarGospelMusic.com, and I will have some things for you to look at with that. Now let's go ahead and transition to the StellarGospelMusic.com. On this particular website, excuse me, this particular website will be actually our gospel hub. As you can see, there's Number One Love Radio, and I have some pictures of a couple of gospel artists. If you scroll down, you will see some projects, and you will see some announcements and some videos and things of that nature. What you need to know about us is we're an international radio station. If you want to contact us, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can fill out the submit form and submit your information there. Some of the services I've already mentioned: this is a radio station. We host events, and we write books, and we have many different things going around. There are many events around the world. One of the major events that we have coming up, as I said before, is the fundraiser, but we are preparing now for the Stellar Gospel Music Awards, as well as the Gospel Fest, and also a special workshop that we were invited to that happens over the weekend in Atlanta, Georgia. So please stay tuned for that. One of the things I want you to know about this page is please be sure to join Dr. Juanita Bynum if you can at 3 with me, although I catch her at night because I'm able to see her shows at night. So please be sure to support her ministry, and she has some books, excellent reading guides. To inform the AfritaLoveShow.com of any new releases, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. And once again, thank you for visiting the page. In addition to that, if you want to go to some of the articles I've written, you can go to Afrita.hubpages.com. I haven't updated this page in a while, but we're going to begin writing a couple of articles, especially over the break, because I have a new book coming out, and this new book represents relationships and things of that nature. And these hubs have been read over 1,000 times. So I really appreciate you guys for reading the hubs. I don't know what to say. I'm just so elated. I just found that out. You guys have read these articles. I really appreciate it. So continue to read these articles. Continue. If you have any articles that you want me to look over, edit, whatever you want me to do, I'm here to serve, as long as it's for the kingdom of God and to edify and help other individuals. I do want you to look at, I have a new book coming out pretty soon, and this particular book deals with relationships. And one of the things that I want you to understand with this book is that this book encompasses the self-evaluation of ourselves. In order to have a relationship, whether we're talking about a business relationship, a marital relationship, a friendship, or whatever type of relationship that we have, we must be in touch with God first. I know that in some cases, many people say, well, you know, with this event or with this book, I don't want to put God in it. And it's like saying that I'm going to do this project without God, because it's never going to work if we don't put God first. And so if you look at my page, and this part is open, if you go to Afrita Love, you will see this particular, you will see my cover, some of my cover. I'm adding some more, a little more creativity to it, but that's just something to get me started where I can see a visual and I can begin writing. But you will see the different topics that will be discussed in this particular book. It's called Just Fine, and it's about relationships, and it's the diary of a single woman. And the reason why I put a diary of a single woman is because you need to understand the perspectives, the different perspectives that people have, whether they're married, single, divorced. There are a lot of things that go into a relationship to make it work. And I do know that we're going to kick it off by saying and illustrating the relationship that we have to have with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because if we don't have a relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, not only does that make us unequally yoked, but it also causes us to go in different directions in our relationship. It causes chaos. We talk about different things, the difference between love and lust, the difference between, you know, happiness, the difference between fish and whale relationships. You know, you have a fish, but you're looking for a whale now. And you've been with the fish for umpteen years, and you see a whale. And it's talking about connecting, understanding when to connect and how to connect. And one of the things that a lot of people don't like to do is a lot of people don't like to wait until God says yes. We have to be married to God first before we can marry anybody else. And if we haven't been married to God, then there's no way we know how to treat our spouse. We deal with different situations, and we talk about domestic violence, and we talk about abuse, physical abuse, as well as verbal abuse, mental abuse. And what you get is a lot of abused and angry people in society. And so this book is not the cure-all, be-all, but it gives knowledge and understanding from our perspective of someone with a clear mind, a single woman who goes to different panels and deal with different people on all different types of levels with relationships and with different things. And I listen attentively, part of being successful and part of understanding and knowing what's going on in the scope of minds and understanding the psychological part of being connected is listening to people who have already been there and listening to the triggers and what happens in marriages and why people fall out of love and why the thrill is gone, as some of those blues singers talk about, the thrill. And so this book is not, it's a reality book. It's what's really going on and what people are really saying. But it also focuses on, you have to have a connection at some point with God, you know, because if you don't, as I said before, you're going to veer off, you know. When you first meet someone, whether it's a business relationship, whether it's marital, when you first meet someone, you have to analyze, why do I like this person? And if it's because they have a lot of money or because they look good, well, those things may fade away. You know, so there has to be something. You have to have something going for yourself, and that person has to have something going. You can't depend on one particular thing. You have to love a person for who they are. You know, love a person for that person, because they're going to still be that person, but those materialistic things are going to go, you know, and at some point, or they're going to come up short at some point. Unless you have a very great whale. And so we talk about the fish and the whale because I want you to see the analogy. You know, God took five fish and two loaves of bread, and he fed 5,000, right? God can do that. In a relationship, God can take chaos and turn it into peace. But we have to trust God. We have to believe in God, and we have to give our things over to God, and he multiplies it. He talks about relationships. It even talks about business, and it's the diary of a single woman. It's those things. When I travel, I've traveled all around the world, and I've met some people who were single. I've met some people who were married, some people who were separated, some people who were divorced, some people who was going through domestic violence. I've sat on panels. I mean, and so throughout this time, I've been writing, and I've been listening, and I've been analyzing, and I've been utilizing that for my own life, you know, and in my own life. And so, you know, I'm the type that I'm not just going to go out and grab some just to say, oh, I have somebody. No, there are certain things I have to wait till my change come. I have to wait till God authorizes me. You know, I'm not going to rush just because they're, you know, of age or just because of this and that, because I want to fit in. No, I'm not going to do that, you know. I'd rather have peace and joy in my life than to be miserable and be connected, if you know what I mean. So when we look at this book, this is not a book that's going to be a fictitious book. This is like a study. This is like a panel. It's going to be in the format of a panel, but it's also going to be like what's going through my mind as I'm listening to these people. Talk about marriage, talk about being single, talk about being divorced, talk about being separated, talk about the chaos. When we look at the newspapers, you know, these families who were just broken up, you know, parents killing their children and things of that nature. But we're talking about relationships, how to build strong relationships based on the foundation of love. And a lot of people say, I know what love is. Tina Turner said, what does love have to do with it? You know, love is kind. Love doesn't cause chaos. Love doesn't give you headaches. You know, love is love doesn't abuse you, right? Lust abuses you. And so we have to get those, once people start understanding what love is and how it relates to relationships, then people will start understanding the significance of knowing what love is, being connected, and things of that nature. Okay? So look out for that particular book. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com. On tomorrow, God's will, we are going to start back with Perfecting Our Walk. We're back on schedule. I feel a little bit better, thank God. The things are going to occur where I'm getting some help with these allergies and this pain. And so I thank God for that. So we should be back on our normal schedule. I want to thank you guys for staying up with me. Please be sure to call somebody, text somebody, tell somebody that we were on tonight. Be sure to support. Be sure to look at AfritaLoveShow.com, SellerGospelMusic.com. If you're going to the sellers and you're gospel artists, you're showcasing or Yep, for an award, please be sure to email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. This is a national radio station. I have many different people from London, England, all over the world looking at this particular radio station because of God and because of great artists and individuals like that who I'm able to highlight. But please be sure to connect with me and things of that nature, okay? So I want to appreciate each and every one of you. If someone asks you what their big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them with a smile that love lifts you up because God is love. So next time, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda. Love. And my computer's messing up, so you won't hear any music. But thank you so much for joining, and God bless each and every one of you. See you tomorrow. Good night, everybody.